Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Trasseter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Trasseter.
It's me, Emily Trasseter.
Yay.
This week, Vicky Hanlon, I'm very excited to say we have a return guest.
From right near the very start.
One of our faves.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, Peter Jones.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Hey, Vic and Em's. Hello, Comedy Gems.
Yeah, we're all gems, right?
I was talking to the listeners. I believe the listeners.
They are
also they
gems.
The Comedy Gems? Are you the Vic and Em's and they're the Comedy Gems?
I don't really. I think it's a bit blurred at this point.
Yeah.
What do they call themselves? The Gemmies?
They're Fossickers, apparently.
They're Fossickers.
Yeah. Yeah, they look for the gems. They find them with this podcast. I'm not going to lie. My mom, Natalie Trasseter, is the one that came up with that term.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
So, feel free to bag it out, see how that goes.
Well, it does sound dumb.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Peter Jones, I thought this week, because you're a return guest,
yes,
we've heard enough about your life. We don't need any more of that.
Okay.
Brutal.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. Yeah, so I was thinking maybe what each of us could do is tell us about a song that you have had in your life that when you hear it, like just out of the blue now, it really inspires a very certain specific memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So like if you're in a shop and this song plays, you're like, what memory?
Yeah.
Do we all? I definitely have a song like
What's
that.
What's your song?
I was going to say, you start us off.
Okay,
Emily,
sure. Okay. It's a good one. I wouldn't say it's a banger per se. It's like a soft banger, maybe a bop. I don't know.
Is that what a soft banger is?
A bop. Yeah. I think it's a bop. Basically, Fergie.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Big Girls
Hang
Don't
on.
Cry. Big Girls
okay,
Don't
well,
Cry.
You picked the wrong Fergie from there. But.
So basically, when I was about 15,
yes.
I had my...
Also, the fact that that came out when you were 15 hurts me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live to hurt you. I was 15 and I had my first ever boyfriend.
Yep.
He went to...
Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you so much. He went to the like brother school of my school.
Yep.
Because mine was an all-girl school and his was an all-boy school.
Yep.
And he... You know, was the love of my life at that point.
Sure.
And I really thought that we were going
like
to be...
every person you date at like that age is the
of
love
course,
of your life,
yeah.
right? Like that's how hormones work.
Yeah. yeah? I really thought cool. that we were going to be together forever.
Of course.
Like definitely not at all suitable for who I am as a person now. Like
sure.
we would have never lasted in the real world. But in school uniform, we crushed it.
Sure.
Anyway, cut to maybe 3 months later.
Yeah. Oh, that's a long-term relationship.
Maybe 2 months. I'm not sure. I might be exaggerating just for effect because boy, oh boy, did it hurt when he broke up with me.
Oh,
but luckily.
But luckily, I had Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I, at the time, he broke up with me and just basically was like, I don't really want to be with you anymore. And I was like, okay. And then I found out later that he broke up with me because one of the other girls in my year group said that she'd have sex with him. And so he,
well,
he
I
broke
mean,
up with me.
15-year-old boy. Yeah.
He broke up with me because
at least he broke up with you.
Yeah, exactly.
At least he broke up with you. That's good stuff.
Yeah. No, like, yeah.
That's fine form.
Yeah. I mean,
it was only 2 months.
Yeah. It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Could have been a lot worse.
But so Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry came out like that year.
Yeah, right.
And I had a phone, like a Nokia of some sort at the time that had a clear jelly case on it.
Mm.
So I hand wrote the lyrics of Big Girls Don't Cry on a little piece of paper and stuck it underneath the clear jelly of my phone. And that was like my, like, oh, I'm so like, look at me. I'm so sad and emotional because I had like these lyrics on my phone. And now every single time I hear that song, like at the moment I've been listening to 2000s playlists on Spotify because I just like them. I think they're fun.
Okay.
And the other day I was walking down the street and that song came on. And I immediately thought of those moments in my old phone case. And I was like, oh, what a time.
Nice. Question, Pete.
Yes.
Is your song about your very first breakup?
It's not. No.
Okay, cool. Because I guess 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Because mine is definitely about my first breakup.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think because it's a very emotional time.
Of course.
And music is a nice, like, release of emotion.
Yeah. Especially with all those teenage hormones going on.
Yeah.
The most brutal time of your life, right? Until adulthood.
Yeah.
And then it's just downhill from there.
Yeah.
And then you look back
and then
like,
you're on a podcast and people are like, I don't want to hear about your life. That's probably more brutal.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
That's pretty heartbreaking. That is what I have actually updated it.
Yeah.
By the way, the Fergie, that album, The Duchess by Fergie, some absolutely underrated tracks on that song.
Yes.
On that album.
I
Clumsy,
can't say.
Especially.
Yes.
Is an amazing song.
You got me tripping, stumbling.
Oh, is that what that song is? Right.
It's a great track.
One, didn't know it was Fergie. Two, definitely didn't know it was called Clumsy.
No.
Three, have actually heard it. Amazing.
Yeah, no, that's a tune. I think Fergie is underrated.
Underrated. Totally underrated.
Totally. I agree. And Big Girls Don't Cry.
I think it was real cool when she pissed her pants on stage.
Beautiful.
I mean, we've all pissed ourselves on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Last
Come
night,
on,
for
Vicky.
Example.
Good
If
point.
You haven't pissed yourself on stage, have you ever been on stage? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, that's fair.
Feel it, Fergie.
It's your big closer, right, Pete?
Pissing myself on stage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just pee your pants. And then everyone else in your audience pees their pants too because peeing your pants is cool. And then that's the end of the show.
Cool and contagious.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like sympathetic vomiting, but peeing your pants.
Or like a yawn. You know, when somebody yawns and then everybody yawns. It's like pissing yourself.
Yeah.
If you piss yourself, everybody else will piss themselves.
It's a shame that Fergie's audience in that arena she was playing in didn't really catch on to the contagiousness of that.
Alas, it was only her. She's the only one that pissed herself.
Yeah. And that's where the real headline comes in, because no one else got that.
Magical pee, Fergie. Mm. Yeah, right.
But okay. You're right. Clumsy is a banger.
Absolute banger.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what other songs were on that album, but they're good.
London Bridge.
Yeah, okay. London Bridge...
It's pretty so-so, but yeah, Clumsy is great.
Yeah, it's so-so because you listen to it and, like, I think I can listen to it for, like, 30 seconds and I'm like, all right, I've had enough.
Mm.
I understand what this song is. Let's move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's the song that really inspires... I wonder what the feeling is now. I guess the feeling is probably like, you fool, maybe.
You idiot? It didn't mean that much? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like, man, you were a loser.
Wow.
Like, who does that? But I think a lot of people at my school
that.
Were doing
yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
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 Did you ever have lyrics on your phone or anything?
No, I didn't have a phone at school.
Really?
I got a phone. I was one of the first people in my like group of friends to get a phone. And it was like one of those big Nokia. Was it not? No. Samsung Ericsson. When Samsung was Samsung Ericsson, huge. It was a hand-me-down from my dad, and it was like a big, huge phone, and like had a aerial that like you pulled out the aerial and everything like that. Didn't send text messages or anything. Could just call, and it was literally for me to like ask, like to ring to get picked up.
Yeah.
From wherever.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I got a Nokia 3210.
Yep.
And then I went.
And you had Snake on it?
Of course I did.
Snake
was
so good.
Snake was so good.
And then I lost that phone because I left it in my board shorts and went into the ocean.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And board shorts.
Board shorts. I know. Hilarious. I felt uncomfortable in my body, so I wore board shorts. Yes.
Like 3/4 length board shorts? What are we talking?
No. Like.
Just the short shorts.
Yeah.
Are they still board shorts?
Well, they were like girls' board shorts.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For the board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For the board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pete, what's your song?
My song is, you guys would all be familiar with, obviously, would all be familiar with the musical artist Joshua Caddison.
Definitely.
You got...
100%.
And so you definitely would know. I mean, obviously, you know his song "Beautiful in My Eyes."
I mean, I'm not going to say definitely no, but also
surely you would all have danced along to Painted Desert Serenade, the full album. Anyway, his song, the song Jesse, which begins like this.
I hate it.
You hate it?
Really? That is a big judgment call to make. No, I don't really hate quickly.
It, but I'm getting the vibe. I want some lyrics.
I know this song.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think I know this song too.
This is a song that I thought was sung by Elton John.
Yes.
That makes sense.
It's by Joshua Catterson.
Yeah. But do you not get the like it kind of sounds Elton John-y?
Yeah, very
100%.
Much. Okay, good. Piano.
Yes, because I definitely know that song and I definitely would have said that
it feels like one of those songs that you know, like LimeWire. Because it was obviously just like mislabeled. It'd be like any punk cover song was just like Blink-182.
Yeah.
It's just like any parody song was Weird Al. It's like, I don't think this is Weird Al.
So tell us about this song.
So Joshua Catterson's Jesse. When I first moved out of home, when I moved into the my first share house I was in, mm-hmm. I was in Ballarat.
Yep.
I moved down to Ballarat. Everybody that I was living with were at uni and would, but they all lived in like Victoria. So on the weekends and stuff, they'd go home to their, you know, parents' places.
Mm-hmm. Do the washing, that sort of stuff.
Do their washing, get some food, stock up, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I was the only one in the house. And especially during the first few weeks that I was there, I didn't have a job yet. So I was just kind of like just hanging out in this house on my own because they were at uni.
Yep.
And then they'd be gone. And
so hang on, if you weren't at uni, why'd you move to Ballarat?
Because my best friend lived in Ballarat and he said he could give me a job.
Okay, cool.
So I just moved down there.
I was I was like, why else do you move to Ballarat if not for...
Because
I had... Yeah, okay, friendship makes sense.
Oh, that's so cute.
I had one friend that friendship. Went to uni in Ballarat and that was the only reason that anyone I ever know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But also friendship.
And also friendship.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And so... This was before I didn't have a computer down there yet because that was my dad was going to, you know, drive all that stuff down. I just moved down there. I was just living there. And then, so I didn't have any stuff. And all that I found in the house was this cassette. I just found this cassette in the spare room of just like singles. And like, it's like a series of songs. And then I'm like, I didn't really know any of them. And then I came across Jesse.
Yeah.
And then I heard those fateful notes. I heard...
And you're like, this is a banger.
What's this? I'm on board already.
Yeah.
And so I would play that. And like, I just play that song. I'm like, that's great. I'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
I didn't know Joshua Catterson.
Sure. Who does?
Who does? He doesn't even know himself these days.
Yeah.
And then I just rewound it and I played it again. And I rewound it and I played it again. And that's all. I just kept playing this. I was just the only one in the house.
That.
And I was just in the kitchen just playing this song over and over. I'm like,
that's amazing.
Love this song. I don't know what this track is, but I love it.
When did you find out what it was?
Well, it was, I believe it was, I think it must have been written on the tape.
Right.
But
I've
just been listening to the tape, trying to find like a good song that I knew. And then this one started.
Do you remember what else was on the...
I don't remember. It was the only song I listened to. It was the only song I listened to on
that.
I would just rewind it and play it again. Wouldn't listen to any other track on that.
That's amazing.
Did you ever find out whose mixtape it was?
It was old housemates who had moved out and they just had all this junk. They also had a wooden samurai sword. So I would often stand around playing around with this wooden samurai sword.
Listening to Jesse.
While listening to Jesse.
I love that.
He's so cool.
But I mean, yeah. Those were simpler times.
What year was this?
This would have been 2005.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Simpler times.
Simpler times.
That's. But I also...
So
imagine...
this was... Wait, what year did Fergie's album come
2006.
Out?
2006.
Yeah, there you go.
So cool.
Very similar time frames.
Yeah, yeah. Very similar.
Great. Time frames.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't really know who's cooler, to be honest.
Yeah.
Me or Joshua Catterson?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard, really hard to say.
That's
Has
Joshua Catterson done anything else, or is that just...
That's his only album.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you looked into, like, what he is doing now?
No.
Interesting.
I'd rather not know.
Pardon?
He's here in my heart.
Yeah.
That's where he lives on.
That's the only place that matters.
How often do you hear that in your day-to-day life?
Never.
Right. Okay.
The only times I've ever heard that song is because of me playing it.
Yeah.
Sure. I've definitely heard it in an Uber on Smooth.
Really?
Yes.
Well, so I love that.
How often do you play it?
Not that often. There was a period of time where I'd be like, oh, I remember this. And then I'd go back and I'd play it.
Yeah.
And then I also found his other track, Beautiful in My Eyes. Great song. Also an absolute banger.
Yeah, great. Okay.
And so... Yeah, it's not very often, but whenever I do, it's like that's all I can. That just amazing. Reminds me of when first moving out of home,
I love
being
that.
So bored, yeah. having nothing to do
except this one.
Except
tape
for this
samurai
one tape, a samurai sword and a tape was all I had in there.
That's so I can literally picture you doing that. The house is empty, and you're like, "When will my friends be back? When are they?"
I want to start drinking again.
Oh, I love it. Beautiful memories.
Me too. That's awesome. I love that that song has so much meaning for you.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
That's great.
And I also love that you never actually hear it, but you'll play it every now and then. Yeah, which yeah. is beautiful as well.
Yeah, it's never happening out in the world. Yeah. I always have to go and look for it. Go,
yeah.
Here
yeah.
I just want to reminisce.
Yeah. You just nostalgia time.
Miming that sword action. That's beautiful. Aww. I love that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What about you, Vic?
I'm going to be greedy. And I actually have two songs.
Two?
What a hog.
Unbelievable.
I know, right? But I've got one that is about a breakup, my first ever breakup, which is like you, Em. And I also have one that reminds me of a simpler time in life, which like you, Pete. So
she's trying to one-up both of us. Yeah, cool, yeah. cool. Right,
I'm better enough. Than both of you.
Love that.
Wow.
Wow.
So the first song, breakup song.
Sure.
Dated a friend. My first ever boyfriend was a friend of mine, which when we broke up caused a bit of a divide in the friendship group.
Ruined the friendship group.
Fuck friendship, am I right?
Fuck friendship. Did everybody have to pick sides?
I would never do that.
You didn't pick sides.
So you just sat and ate your lunch by yourself from then on?
No, I made him do that.
So you did make people pick sides?
No, I didn't make anyone pick sides. He just left.
He left the friendship group.
Wow. For a bit, yeah.
Wow.
Well, he was the one that broke up with me and he decided that he was going to leave.
No, fair enough. If you fuck with Vicky Hanley, you leave.
Exactly.
You're out of the group.
Pretty much. Pretty
You're cancelled.
Yeah. Don't
Go
fuck
fail
with
high
me.
School. Don't he fuck me or
don't
fuck with me?
With me. Okay, don't right. Well, Sorry. Both. Don't fuck me. Fuck off. Yeah, so this song, we went on a date to see a movie.
Sure.
What movie?
Christ.
Great question.
Oh, you know what it was? Fuck, what was it called? So we had a choice between American Beauty and...
Okay.
I think it's called Mission to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We went and saw Mission to Mars.
Definitely,
yeah. Given those options,
definitely the better option of those two movies.
Mission to Mars.
I do not remember anything about that movie at all.
I would assume it has something to do with Mars.
Definitely
and
has
a mission
something
to Mars.
Yeah.
Well, you nailed this.
I think that's basically what it's about, but I could not tell you anything more than that.
I also saw that at the cinema.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
With my friends, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Well, the boy that I told you the song about.
Yeah.
We went and saw Transformers, and that's where I had my first kiss.
Oh. At Transformers.
What a place. Where'd you have your first kiss, Pete?
I don't really want to go into it. It was on the set of Transformers.
Yeah.
With Michael Bay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He promised me a role.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not go into that one. But yeah, so after the movie, I went to Sanity. I assume it was a Sanity. Were there any other places you could buy CDs in the...
In the year 2000?
Early 2000s.
I think you could buy them from like Kmart and shit, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could buy CDs.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Basically.
CDs were like booming.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I went and bought
a HMV.
Oh, yeah. The one in HMV. Elizabeth Street. Fuck. Oh, my God. I forgot about HMV.
How could you?
I know. Anyway, I went and bought a album called Dark Horses by Tex Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
And the title track on that song is called Please Break Me Gently.
awful.
So after we broke
really
up.
Really grim.
Listening to this song was happened quite a lot. Because I was emo before emos were a thing.
I mean, I don't hate the guitar lick. Is that what they're called?
Licks? The licks.
Yeah, the licks of the guitar.
The licks. I like the licks of the guitar. Please break me down. Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy. That mission's never coming back from Mars.
15-year-old me.
Fucking hell.
That's so bad, Vicky.
Even Johnny Cash would be like, Jesus, cheer up.
It is, yeah, it is a bit, yeah, Johnny Cash. Fuck.
Pretty hardcore.
So 15-year-old me, very sad. So let's do something slightly more upbeat.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, go for it.
We would love that, actually.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We really need to turn this
really fun
around. Yeah, please.
So
how would you find something slightly more upbeat than that?
That'd be so hard because it's so
that's
catchy.
Such a dance track.
I know,
right?
It's
a banger.
Just a banger. Mm. Yeah. So when I was very young, we, in the car when I was a kid, we had a couple of like cassette tapes that would always be played in mm-hmm. the car. I would pick one particular cassette tape mm-hmm. and always want this cassette tape to be played whenever I was in the car. I'm so sorry, Mum and Dad, because literally every time we went driving somewhere, we would have to play the greatest hits of Billy Joel.
Why are you saying sorry to anybody?
And the one particular song, which is a very popular song, Moving Out, Anthony's song, reminds me of being about, let's go for 5 years old. And just being, you know, just a cool kid.
Just being a cool,
cool kid.
I don't think if you say it, it's true. I don't.
Hey, me at 5 years old, a lot happier than me at 15 years old.
I could not remember a song from when I was five.
Well, you obviously weren't listening to Billy Joel when
Yeah, it's very memorable. Yeah, it's
those
fun.
Melodies are unforgettable.
It definitely has a road trip vibe to
right?
it.
Right?
Very much.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't think it was just road. Like, we definitely took a lot of road trips when I was a kid because most of our family lived in Adelaide. So we would drive for like 8 hours. And like, we would obviously, like, I would sit in the back and read a book a lot of the time. But I would also make my parents play that cassette, The Greatest Hits of Billy Joel, over and over and over again.
Hmm.
But also, I'm pretty sure that every time we would just like drive to the shops, or go to like a music practice or tennis lessons or
tennis lessons.
Literally anything.
She was very good at tennis, Pete.
I was very good at tennis. I still am.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. Yes. The Australian Open. It's just down the road. You should sign up.
Sure. I mean, as a lifelong dream of mine, it's never going to happen, but thanks for bringing it up, Emily.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Where's that depressing song again? Play it. Play it.
I'll bring it back. Yeah. So pretty much any song on the greatest hits of Billy Joel, but that one in particular, doing the heart attack, it's very fun for a five-year-old.
Yeah.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I play something that we would have had in the car when we were kids?
Of course.
We had a cassette in the car. Mm-hmm. Dad loved this cassette. We used to play this a bit. It would go a little bit. Campaigning and farming. Yeah, it was the best of Clark and Dawe. Yeah, all right.
We definitely also played that one.
Me trying to understand anything other than who Paul Keating was. Yeah. It was very difficult as a child. Dad freaking loved it.
I did also get to listen to the best of Clark and Dawe a lot. A lot of the 12th Man as well.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff. Emily doesn't know what either of these things are, do you?
I don't think so.
No. Great.
I've given it a split second to think about it, and I don't think so.
Fair enough.
I'm not really sure what we listened to in the car on as a child.
Yeah.
Probably, I have no idea. No, nothing.
It was a lot less time ago for you as well, and you don't remember.
Yeah. I'd probably Beyonce, let's be honest.
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, my mum will listen to whatever I would play. So.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we had like a couple CDs of, you know, Now, Fresh Hits Fresh of Summer hits, or whatever. Yeah. They were a different thing we had in the car.
I think that one of the first, maybe even the only like Fresh Hits or So Fresh or whatever the fuck they were, the one that we had was, had like Cotton Eye Joe on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, Asshole by Dennis Leary, I think, as well.
Did you know that Cotton Eye Joe? Now, this is, I always hate this as a...
As a bit of trivia that you know?
As a bit of trivia, but like, you know that's a cover song?
What?
Yeah.
Really? Of what?
Oh my God. Just hang on.
I can pause the podcast for that.
I used to get Fresh Hits and like summer hits. Now I used to get one every single Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
At least one.
I mean, I guess that's a good Christmas present for a kid.
Yeah, sometimes I'd get like double ups because people would just get them for me, and like I'd get two of the same one because they hadn't discussed it with each other.
Grade six graduation, not graduation. My grade six teacher, she was retiring at the end of, like, we were going to be the last grade six that she ever taught, last class that she ever taught.
Right.
So we threw with the help of another teacher, we threw a surprise party, and it was in like the music room, and we played some albums and stuff like that. And all of a sudden someone put on Asshole by Dennis Leary, and Mrs. Fairclough was like, perhaps another song.
can I play?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
You're not going to believe this.
If it sounds exactly the same.
It doesn't.
Okay.
It's not playing.
It's
play.
Why is it?
It's refusing to play. It says, no, you cannot hear me.
I refuse to let you listen.
No.
For a split second, I thought you were playing
the other
song again.
And you're not going to believe who this is by. This is also a cover.
What?
So this is a cover of the original?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Nina Simone.
That's really beautiful.
Fucking really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. I think this could be the rest of the pod. It's so beautiful.
Wow.
What's the original original? It's so beautiful.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's really.
It's Nina really.
Simone's fucking amazing as well.
That's yeah. insane and that I'm that's the same song, really, honestly.
Yeah.
And is that's the original? Or
that's not the original. That's also a cover. But it's like an old.
But it's the same sort of song as that.
Yes.
The original.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. Yeah, that's the original. Crazy. That. Yeah.
Wow.
That was
my
really
mind's
beautiful.
Blown.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it is. And if you think about it, you actually can, like, it becomes so much more of a, like, a deeper song. You're like, wow, where did you come from?
Where did you go?
Yeah. That's so sad.
Where did you come from?
Yeah.
Cotton Eye Joe.
That's insane.
Cotton Eye. Now that I'm actually thinking, what does Cotton Eye mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it was taken by some Swedes.
Yeah.
And then...
Are they Swedish?
Yeah. Called Rednecks.
Love that.
I can't, and they're Swedish.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Swedish dance group that just took it. Have a listen to any other Rednecks. I'll play you another one of Rednecks
songs.
Oh,
wow. Cotton Eye Joe is a traditional American country folk song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
From their album Sex and Violins is Rednecks.
I kind of love that as a title.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they did not fuck up with that one.
What about their second song, Old Poppin' an Oak?
All right.
What?
It's the same song.
It's the same song.
Yeah. They just kept releasing the same song over and over again.
Oh, amazing. Oh, did you see? Look at the photo of them on their Wikipedia from...
This is helpful for a podcast.
I don't care right now. This
is jump on Google.
This is from 2018. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Recent. Are they still together? They're still doing it. Mm-hmm. Yep, they've been active.
I wonder if their latest song is exactly the same.
I hope so.
Probably.
2019. The track called Manly Man.
This is interesting.
Okay.
All right. We're getting a beat. All right.
Yeah, it's the same song.
I hate it.
Wow. Yeah, it's really bad. That's actually quite bad.
Yeah, that was actually bring back really quite bad.
That's actually also a cover of Nina Simone.
Far out. They've just been releasing country techno tracks since 1994.
That's insane. Can't stop, won't stop.
Wow.
How many monthly listeners do they have on Spotify?
I don't know.
Let's look it up. Let's bloody look it up. Is it the time of the show we like to call Hypothetically Yes, Vicky Hanlon?
Probably.
Hypothetically, yes, it is.
Yes.
Yay.
1 million.
Stop.
695,091 monthly listeners.
Fuck off.
It's literally all Cotton Eye Joe.
Of course.
I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
101 million listens to Cotton Eye Joe.
In the last month?
No, just all up. Generally. I think that's all up.
Okay.
But then the next closest is that Old Poppin' an Oak.
Yeah.
With 6 million.
Old Poppin' an Oak.
then Wish You Were Here. Like, wait.
What?
Sounds like what you used to listen to when you were 15.
I know, right?
I hate it.
Yeah, it's quite bad.
Very bad.
I don't know why we've done this to ourselves. It's awful.
There's another song called Spirit of the Hawk.
We don't need to listen to all of them. Oh, my God.
Fine.
Hypothetically,
yes. Peter Jones, what's the name of your depressing song?
Please Vicky? Break Me Gently.
Okay. Peter Jones, would you rather...
Yes.
Would you rather have to listen to Please Break Me Gently...
Yes.
...in totality once a week for the rest of your life?
Mm.
Or... Never listen to Jesse again.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Once a week for the rest. How long does the song go for?
Ooh.
Like 3 to 4 minutes.
I would say
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
You need to be listening to it. Like, it can't just be like in the background.
No, sorry. It's only 2:52.
Yep. I'll take that. 2:52 once a week.
Yep.
For the rest of my life.
Yes. I was going to make it once a day, and I was like, that's too
mean.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. I could do that probably once a week for the rest of my life so that I can hear Jesse again.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean...
Hypothetically, yes.
Let's start now.
Dude. No! What have I done?
Oh. All right.
What a time to be alive.
Okay, Pete, you were on one of the first ever episodes we ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you have not answered this question yet that we ask every guest the same question, because I don't think that it was a thing when we...
I don't believe it was.
No. All right. So, Peter Jones.
Yes.
One final question, same question that we ask of all the guests. What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
The superhero? I believe I had this question before. Because I feel like that's how I answered it.
imagine if we go back and like literally he's like, the superhero.
I think that Spider-Man is overrated. And I think that as far as superheroes go, I don't really like his sassy attitude. And
coming from the sassiest boy in Melbourne.
I think that Spider-Man 3 is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely think that Spider-Man 3 is better than the other two Spider-Mans. Suck shit, other two Spider-Man. Spider-Man 3 cops a lot of shit, especially for emo.
Yeah, literally on every single other podcast, people are like, and the third one was real weird.
No, the third one's good. Everyone's wrong.
You like it when he dances down the street?
Yeah, that's actually great. It's so funny. And I think they knew it was funny at the time. I don't think they were doing it because, like, seriously, this would be really cool.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Like, that's funny.
Sam Raimi is a goofball. Like, he would definitely would have thought that was funny.
Yeah.
So I think that Spider-Man 3 is good. I think that the other two are boring. I think that The Amazing Spider-Man, who gives a shit, but mm-hmm. I kind of like, I've only seen the trailers for the new ones with the new dude, but I like that new dude.
Yeah, the new dude's good.
I haven't seen him as a Spider-Man yet, but I like
the
trailers.
He's a cool dude, yeah.
I prefer his trailers to the Andrew Garfield trailers.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough.
I like Andrew Garfield, but those movies, well, I never saw the second one, but the first one,
ooh.
Not great.
Cool.
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 We did it.
Cool.
Thanks so much, Peter Jones.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.